Come on, Norster Kenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord!
Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
We can make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 162 of Three in the Box, the Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, April 16th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about playoffs.
Playoffs?
Shots on goal and missing D. In the studio with me, as always, as you heard him, Mr. Kenny.
What up?
And across from me, Mr. Jive.
Merry spring.
Is it spring? Is it really spring?
I think it's January 105th. Today?
I think that's, that's something like that.
That's why I said, Mary, bring the Christmas back to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I didn't take down my Christmas tree or the lights yet, so.
Perfect.
Do you remember Ashley, who worked at the Bullock Jr.'s wife?
Okay.
She actually still had their Christmas lights up and turned them on the other day after all this crap came down.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Exactly. So we got dumped on, I think, record snow for April right now.
Yep.
I'm over it. I'm done. I think over the last 2 days I've shoveled or snow blew. Is snow blew the past tense
you
of snow blow?
Snow.
We'd have to refer to Frost, the guy with the red snowblower. He's the official source that would be able to tell us. If it's snow blown,
but he doesn't
or
speak the
blue.
Queen's English, so.
But it could be snow blown.
No, because it's depending on the tense.
Right.
How would a snow blue? I have snow blown.
Right. Did you blow snow?
But anyways, I cleared snow.
Yeah.
I cleared snow Woo. For a good 8 hours over this weekend, and I'm sure I'm not different than almost any homeowner in the Twin Cities area.
We're not talking Miami snow here.
No. Right. No, we're not. We're talking wet and heavy.
Wet.
Like a good mama joke.
Yeah. We are definitely, we might be sniffling here a little bit, but it's only because of it's not allergies yet. There's too much snow out there.
And it wasn't because of the Miami snow.
No.
Never liked that stuff anyways. It just smelled good. Oh, bad joke.
We ended up, that was pretty bad.
Wow.
That derailed.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. The snow is enough to, drive you a little bit delirious and bonkers.
Stir crazy. Although, Prince did say sometimes it snows in April.
It does. And I don't know.
I was listening to NPR, though, and it's never snowed in July. So.
Yet.
Hey.
We've, on record.
I think.
So we've got something to look forward to.
July.
July and August, I think it's never snowed.
No, it has snowed in August.
Late August, I bet.
Not in the Twin Cities, but...
In Minnesota. What about June?
June as well. July is the only
month. July is the only month that we have not ever... We've never had snowfall in July.
In Minnesota, yes. Yes.
There's always a first for everything.
Right.
Aaron, we're going to be on the MS-150, and we're going to get the... We're going to be getting snowed on.
You should have got the fat tire bike.
No kidding.
It's cross-country ski optional, I think.
This year, who knows?
Yeah, at this point, right.
Hey, maybe I could come with. You guys can pull me behind in a sled.
What do we look like? Snow dogs to you?
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome. Yeah, I'll just sit back in the sled, drink beers. Mush!
Hey, Aaron, you see that jump coming up?
You start fishtailing with a bike just to get the sled to go out in the ditch?
I bet we can throw Jive.
Or put me into traffic so I can roll by a car, right?
Well, I just lighten our load a little bit at least.
There's other bikes in front of me. I can't move forward. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right.
So yeah, it snowed here, but you know, we also had some other thing come to us.
Yeah, something that has to kind of do with winter.
Yeah.
Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's the start of the playoffs.
Oh yeah.
Playoffs. So first two games, we had three games this week against the Jets, our mortal enemies, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess
it's a new rivalry.
It's a border battle.
It's border-ish. It's borderline.
I mean, we don't have a hockey team on a direct border of Minnesota other than Winnipeg.
Well, North Dakota, if you're looking at college hockey.
Well, college, we'd also have Madison.
True.
Wisconsin. But as far as the NHL goes, we don't have a border team other than Winnipeg.
Well, does like the bottom tip ever touch Illinois?
Well, you also keep in mind, though, part of Minnesota also touches Ontario. So you could actually make the argument that we have a border battle with
Edmonton.
No.
Toronto. Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is Calgary in there?
No, they're in Alberta.
They're way out west.
Yeah.
The Saddle Dome.
Right.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's kind of a stretch going for Toronto.
Canadian Cowboys.
Their provinces are large.
Well, technically, do we have a border with Michigan with Lake Superior?
We have a water border. Yeah, sure.
Because doesn't the UP and whatnot?
Well, UP or Isle Royale. I think we should probably conquer that at some point.
just take it away from Michigan. Yeah. Like, no, that's just us. That's Minnesota's.
Yeah, it's ours.
Well, soon enough, I mean, the United States is going to fall apart here. And, you know, it's going to be all Minnesotans for themselves. And we're going to have to defend ourselves against...
The Canadians?
The Canadians and...
Are we seceding?
And Wisconsin.
We go to become
Wisconsinites.
Canadians. Okay, where are we going with this? So anyway, we're playing Canadians.
No, we're...
We were playing Canadians.
No, we're not.
Not Canadians.
Canadians didn't make the playoffs.
Canadians. Not Canadians.
Canadians.
Yeah. So the Wild played the Jets. First two games, disappointments, to say the least. Game one, Wild lose 2-3.
That wasn't so much of a disappointment.
It was a close game. Wild had a lead at one point.
They were all shot quite a bit, though, weren't they?
They were. Wild only get 20 shots on goal compared to the 40 by the Jets. Mm-hmm. Jets win their first game in franchise history. First playoff game.
Yeah. They won their first game and they made it to the playoffs?
Well, let's be honest. It'd be their first real game
right.
in franchise history. Okay. They were 0-8 prior to with playoff appearances in 2015 and 2007 when they were in Atlanta. Line A becomes the youngest Jets player to score a playoff goal and the youngest Finnish player to score a playoff goal. Like I said, the Wild took the lead early in the third with goals by Cullen and Parisi, but then they gave up two goals at the end. So yeah, that's where we sit. Dumba also skates 30 minutes and 3 seconds in the game. So he racks up a ton of skating time.
So he took over Suter's position for minutes.
Yeah, so, considering the Wild kept it close, still lost, Dumba's played a ton of time. Are we feeling that? Is this loss and then the subsequent loss after that, is that a missing Suter thing?
I would say it's definitely a defensive collapse with how bad they were getting outshot those first two games. Because anytime you start seeing a lot of shots on goal from the opposing team that are getting through, it means shots, A, aren't getting blocked, and B, that they're allowed to be taken.
Yeah.
Which usually means a defensive collapse, whether it's by the defense or by, your centerman with that.
And when I'm looking at it, we are missing Suter in the fact that if you look at those first couple of games, the Wild were having a horrible time just getting out of their zone. And anytime you're spending that much time in your zone, you're giving up a lot of shots. You know, regardless of where they come from, I think Dubnyk kind of stood on his head in that game, actually. So with some pretty impressive play. But the Wild were struggling to get it out of their zone. Winnipeg was definitely taking it to them with the body. Where, you know, I don't know that Suter might have been, you know, of too much help, even in that situation. You know, Suter isn't like the most physical player.
True.
But the spot where I think we did miss him was in getting out of our zone and getting it up ice, because you like to call him Gliding Suter, but he has, you know, like a head about him and a calm about him that, like, you know, even though somebody's, you know, full bore at him, you know, I see a lot of, I've seen a lot of, you know, sidestepping and dodging by the Wild trying to avoid checks, but at the same time, you know, they're losing the pucks.
Well, and some of it, they couldn't sidestep in this series. Bufflin, I know, has had some huge hits.
Yes, he has.
In game two, he had a huge hit on Koivu.
Yeah.
That I know when Kenny and I were watching it, it was like, ooh, that one. That
was a stinger.
It was a stinger. Yep. I mean, I know Kenny was a little more up in arms, and I thought it looked clean. Yep. Koivu got destroyed. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Yep. Whether it was clean or not.
It's Bufflin. I mean, I think he's got the most hits in the series so far.
Yep.
Yeah. And actually, like, his play, I haven't disliked his play at all. He's had hits, yes.
Right.
It's frustrating sometimes because, yes, he's hitting our players and slowing them down and stopping them. But I do feel that his hits have been fairly clean.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty clean series ish.
Ish. I
think there could be a little extracurriculars like after the whistle. Yeah.
I've seen some stuff coming into the back, you know, like, you know, where, you know, there's one thing to finish out a check and there's another thing, you know, like where you're coming in and just railing a guy from behind. And I've seen a couple of checks from behind that I thought were kind of questionable, and I just don't like those in general because I feel they're pretty dangerous.
Sure.
For anybody, and there's a reason why, you know, it's a penalty when you blindside somebody from the backside when they're totally not expecting it. And so, but yeah, I think that the refs maybe could have called some stuff out a little bit better up there in Winnipeg.
So, you know, as I alluded to, Wild lose the second game as well, 1-4 against the Jets. Parise gets the lone Wild goal. Spurgeon and Zucker both -3.
Ouch.
Again, Wild outshot 44-17. This is also the 8th straight game to loss the Wild have had in the playoffs. So it's like it's an automatic loss at this point almost. I believe that if I remember correctly, they're 2-11 in game twos.
Ooh, that's not a good.
Which means they started off 2-3 in game twos, and now they're 0-8 and over the last 8. And then Parise also passes Gabbert for most career playoff goals with 13.
Does he have 13 goals as a Wild player in playoff games?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they've made enough playoffs here.
That's true.
And he's been on a tear. I mean,
he has. You know, so I know we brought up the shots a little bit, but, you know, the Wild are getting outshot at this point through two games, 84-37. Do we think this loss is purely just a factor of you can only score how many, you know, how many times you put the puck on the net, or is it other parts? Is it, you know, is it missing Suter? Is it the physicality? Because the Wild aren't as big as the Jets are as far as being able to out-muscle.
I think part of it is, like it was brought up, I mean, you're getting outshot that much. That means there's a breakdown somewhere in either your defense or just puck control, possession in your time, or, you know, in your defensive zone, which seems to be was a lot when they're up in Winnipeg. You know, if the puck's in your zone more often than it is in their zone, you're going to have a tough time scoring goals. You know, and I part of it is defensive breakdown. Part of it is just not clearing the puck the way you should, which still kind of goes back to the whole defense not showing up.
And I'm trying to remember exactly back to that game, but I'm thinking that it was, you know, like the middle frame in the second period where the Wild did actually have, you know, a spurt where they looked like they were, you know, a competitive team there. But, you know, lo and behold, in the end, you know, the third period got away from them. Because, I mean, yeah, though the score shows up there 4-1, I mean, really, I think it was a 2-1 game maybe going into the third, something
yeah,
like
I
that,
think you're
if
right.
I remember
yep.
right. But, you know, I think the game was a lot closer than what the shots on net actually tell. That goes to say a lot for our goaltender Dubnyk. I think he's definitely found his game. And I think that he's playing very well. And
considering the number of shots on goal, you know, I think in the first two games he was obviously he had to have way more shots against.
Yeah.
He actually had a better save percentage than Hellebuck
right.
the first two games.
Yes.
It's just the preponderance of shots
right.
is really what kind of buried the Wild, in, at least in the, if you're looking at just those two metrics.
Yep.
Game three, back at home.
Back at home.
You know, I know the Jets got stuck in Duluth because of the snowstorm and had to go back to Winnipeg. Mm. But they made it here yesterday in time for the game. Wasn't enough though. Wild win 6-2, a pretty commanding win.
Yeah, well, they pretty much dominated that.
Yep, it was close. I know initially that the first goal given up was like, oh boy, here we go. It's going to be another one of these kind of games. But then the Wild score 4 in the second. Six different players scored goals. That's Parisi, Staal, Granlund, Dumba, Greenway, and Foligno.
Greenway with his
first career goal.
First NHL goal, yeah.
Yep, and it comes in the playoffs.
Yeah. That was a pretty one, too.
It's also the most goals the Wild have ever scored in a home playoff game.
That's an interesting stat.
They've had 7 on the road, I think, in Vancouver, but the first most at home. Was still outshot, though. The Wild was still outshot. This time it was a little closer, at least, 31-29.
And that wasn't even until the end of the game. I think for the most part of the game, they held the lead,
yeah.
And then, I mean, once you're up 6-2, you're not pushing the puck.
Right.
You know? I mean, you're protecting a 4-goal lead. That's a pretty safe lead to just protect.
It is the hardest. 4-goal lead is the hardest goal lead to protect, right? So, Wild win? You say they got a chance? Yeah.
I think they got a chance.
I think we'll see how game number 4 goes.
So what do you put the odds at the Wild can make a comeback?
I'm going to say yes, because I got them winning in 7 games.
So you're going to say like a... You're basically saying it's a given then.
They're gonna win at home.
So you're going to give me 1-1 odds?
1-1.
So if I bet you $5, you'll give me $5?
Yeah.
At this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
You saying they're going to lose at home on tomorrow?
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
What's the bet on here?
You're saying the Wild will win the playoffs at this point.
This round.
Yes, this round. Yes.
This round.
Yes. Even money.
Even money, 1-1, $5.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
All right.
Okay. Jive, what are you thinking?
I would go a 50-50 chance of winning the series at this point. The way
so you're thinking like a 2-1.
Well, yeah, something like that. Because right. the way it was, he's trying to make money. You know? We don't make any money off of advertising. Or anything
you know,
like
we
that,
we should so just do this as a Buka shot because there. That's going to be easier to just
okay.
pay out.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, I'm thinking that you know they've got probably a 50-50 shot of winning this one. The way I look at it, we gotta.
So you want to take that 50-50 with against me? You taking Winnipeg, so then, and against Aaron, you're taking the Wild.
Hey, then it'd work out for me.
Kinda, but it's a 2-1.
Right.
So it only work out one way.
You're saying no. You're saying a 1-2.
1-2, but you're saying 2-1.
Oh, now you're turning it around.
Yeah. You're saying you're reversing what he was saying.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Right.
We can't do that. We'd have to split the cost to pay for his drink.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So what, I'd have to share a shot of Buka with you guys? Is that what you're saying?
Or pay for half a shot.
Or pay for half a shot.
All right. But no, I'm thinking that, you know, the Wild do well at home. I think that, you know, at least at home, we're going to take care of business here. So I think that they still got a good chance of taking it away here.
And I guess I'm a little less optimistic considering we've got two home games left and three road games. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I give it a 50-50 shot, because we got to win one there still.
And I don't think it's a 50-50 shot to win on the road.
That game 7 will be ours.
Yep. Assuming it exists.
A game 7 will be ours.
I'm gonna put it more like 4-1 odds. I mean,
4-1.
4-1, yep.
All right.
All right.
So I would pay you $5 or you'd give me 20?
That'd be 4-1.
Yeah.
That's a bet I might take.
Okay.
Or that'd be like 1 buka to 4 bukas.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. We gotta do it.
Now we're talking bukas. Now we're...
Yeah. It makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
We talk buka speak.
Yeah. All right. You're on.
All right.
All right. Should we get into the wild card?
Let's do it.
All right. So continuing on our talk here, Spurgeon made his way back for the playoffs here.
How much buka did he drink?
Hey, enough to get him well enough to be back in time for the playoffs. You know, at times, you know, as we kind of mentioned there earlier before, the Wild were having, you know, problems getting out of their own zone. So there's, you know, probably a definite gap that's kind of left there, you know, having Suter being out. But with the young defensive core that we've got now, we're looking at Susie, we're looking at Sealer, you know, sure, there's a couple of, you know, wily veterans on there in Prosser who, you know, take her, you know.
He's been playing all right.
He's been playing all right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's good to have a guy like that around when you've got the younger guys coming up here. So, and, I mean, even Dumba. I mean, Dumba, you know, he's no spring chicken anymore, but he's definitely, you know, still on the younger side of the scale.
Yeah, he's still quite young at this point.
Yeah. So, but with that said, you know, with that young defensive group, you know, what would your biggest concern be then for the playoffs here?
Depth.
Depth?
I mean,
if one of them goes down?
Right. If one of them goes down, especially since we're playing a physical team who's already lost one or two players of their own.
Mm-hmm. Perot went out, yeah.
Yep, and then Myers got hurt.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly happened to him though.
I know we got a Twitter question going up about that. So we can discuss that then, but okay. He left the game.
End of the second period, or is it middle of the third?
It was near the end of the game. You know, so they may be looking for revenge and more willing to lay out some cheap stuff. And
did they pick up Matt Cook?
No, just Todd Bertuzzi.
Bertuzzi, yeah.
So, you know, I think depth is my real concern about that.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, who are we going to start calling up if, you know, with injuries, especially on our D end right now?
How about Riley?
Whoa.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Maybe we can pick up Quincy?
Been there, done that, bought the t-shirt.
Is he still available to pull up, actually?
He probably is.
I thought we moved him, but it doesn't really matter. Did we? It doesn't matter. He's not coming back anyway, so.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit of concern there with the defensive core. Like you mentioned, we got the physicality that, you know, Winnipeg is bringing on us. I do see the Wild struggling to compete physically like that with Winnipeg. Though it is nice that I feel that now we do have a few guys in our lineup that maybe don't always necessarily throw their weight around, but it's nice to see somebody like Foligno out there stepping up and throwing his body around, finishing off checks.
Definitely.
We've got the young Greenway. He's, you know, probably one of the biggest guys out on the ice there, actually, being the young kid that he is. But it's nice to have something like that around. I know they're not, like, all necessarily, doling out all the checks and the hits, but at least we've got a little something to compete with there.
I'm liking Sealer's play.
Sealer's playing well at D. I agree. And I can't disagree that, you know, any of the defensive men that are, you know, have stepped up there to play have not been, you know, they've been pretty right on for coming up from AHL spots or, you know, down there. And they're coming up here. We're not seeing, like, the glaring rookie mistakes out of them where we're giving up, like, huge breakaways or anything like that. So I definitely think that, you know, what we have is going to do all right. There's definitely some holes that, you know, have been left and but, you know, as a team, you got to move on from that.
How crazy would it be? Because I don't think Suter's won a cup, has he? Or did he win one in Nashville?
Nashville's never won a cup.
No, Nashville has not won a cup, have they? I was thinking Columbus, and that was from, because didn't Colin win a cup in Columbus with?
No.
Who did?
Pittsburgh.
Well, besides Pittsburgh, Colin won a cup somewhere else, I thought. And I thought it was Columbus with another Wild player. Anyways, it'd be kind of funny if the Wild won a cup this year without Suter on the ice in the playoffs, but Suter would still get his name on the cup and still get a ring.
Oh, you can't say that he wasn't a part of the team, though, that guy.
No, but it's just kind of ironic that his first Stanley Cup title would be with him not playing a single...
Carolina is here.
Carolina, okay.
Oh, yeah, Cullen and Stahl.
Stahl won in Carolina. Carolina.
Yeah. Right, yep. That would... I think that would actually be a bummer, because as much as I like to give Suter crap, I think that, you know, I definitely, you know, miss his game out there right now, you know, especially when we're struggling on the road. Oh, trying to
Dumba's
trying
taking
to get
30
out
minutes
of the,
a game.
I don't mind Dumba, you know. I like, you're going to have a hard time getting me to hate on Dumba, but... with Suter, I just know, like, that's a solid defenseman that we can have back there.
28, 29 minutes a game.
And it's time, though, that, like, you know, where there's going to be, you know, defensive stops in the defensive end, where, you know, just, I don't know, he's got a sense about him, as lumbering or as slow as he might get there.
Deliberate,
however you want to say it. It's just, but he knows to get into the right spot at the right time.
So he does, yeah.
I think there's a lot that goes to be said about that. But anyway, we're moving on without Suter. This Tuesday, we're going to match up again here against, who are we playing again?
The Jets.
Oh, yeah, the Jets.
The
That's
Jets
right.
of Winnipeg.
Yeah. The Jets of Winnipeg? The
Jets of Winnipeg.
All right.
The Winnipeg Wets. For those dyslexic fans out there.
Is that dyslexia?
I don't know.
Or pig Latinia?
Well,
no, wait.
At least this time they're
pig Latin's where you move the back.
In a pig way, that's J.
In a pig way.
In a pig way, that's J.
J.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about their jet landing in Duluth and then heading back to Winnipeg this time.
You mean Aloof Day?
Aloof Day.
I like that name for a city, though.
Aloof Day.
Yeah.
Aloof.
All right.
Aloof Day.
But anyways, yeah, we got game four coming up. That's already coming up tomorrow night. The Wild and the Jets will face off. The Wild, obviously, are trailing in this series now. 2-1. We've got one of them back. We're back on home ice here, though. So, that said... you know, since returning home, you know, the ice is kind of tilted back in the Wild's favor here, right? So the Jets and the Wild, they respectively hold the number one and the number two spots for the best home records. So that's something to be said in its own. So obviously the Jets are hard to beat at home, but so are the Wild. So are we looking at a 7-game series here, do you guys think? Or, you know, maybe, you know, do you think that some of the winning ways for the home teams here is bound to end soon?
I already said it, and I even have it in my prediction. It's the only 7-game series I have in my first round.
Yep.
That I'm confident that this is going to be a 7-game series. And I think that last game, I think that game 7 is going to be a tough one. It's going to be knocked down, drag out, tooth and nail battle, fight for your life, possibly extra time.
That's one thing we haven't seen yet, is any OT in the Wild game here.
I don't think we've seen any OT in any of the playoffs yet.
I don't think so either.
And was it last year or the year before where like almost every game was, every right. series was going into overtime?
I think there was a game that did go to OT. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, I think you're right. I think there was one, but it got resolved pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to say 7 games. I'm right now we're at the point where it's pretty easy for all of us to fall into what are
the homers
our pre-series predictions. So I'm going to stick with what I picked for the pre-series pre-playoffs prediction. And I don't think it's going to go to 7 games. You know, I think what the Wild showed yesterday was great. However, they were still outshot. Still plenty of penalties. And I do think a lot of the goals that the Wild scored were fluky goals that they weren't really clean goals. And I worry about that because you can't count on those fluky goals going in all the time. And I worry about that.
Yeah, but some of their opportunities are just golden. I mean, you know, there's
yeah,
a
but
couple
they didn't
of...
score on the golden ones. I mean, several of their goals were just fluky, bouncing off people, or I just don't think they were...
I don't know if I would say that. I mean, I'd say some of them were decent redirects with people in the right spot where they needed to be.
I can think of one, which was the Koivu one. Koivu to Parise, I believe, mm-hmm. was a clean one. But there was a couple others where it was just like there was so much traffic there, and somehow it made its way in.
What about the Dumba one?
Dumba's goal, Greenway's goal. I thought those were good goals, man.
Okay, that's 2 out of 6.
No, that's half.
Now we're talking 3 out of 6, yeah.
Three goals has not been enough.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, 3 goals for that game would have given the win. That still would have been 3-2.
Okay. You guys have obviously played the homer card. We'll see how this plays out. I'm not convinced yet.
Hockey is so violent and dangerous.
I agree with Felska, though, about playoff goals are often, you know, ugly because
sure.
of the way the game's played.
But that means it's unpredictable, and what you did in the previous game doesn't really matter at this point. And likewise, it doesn't matter that the Jets won in game 1 and 2.
Or that they're... out shooting the Wild almost 3-1 right now.
Well, that does matter if it carries on into the next games because that's, you know, an indicator that they're just a stronger team. So we'll see.
Well, and that's what concerns me the most, actually, is the physical play. I feel that the Wild are having a hard time matching up, you know, physically against them. So, but I think that the last game, the Wild found some ways to, you know, get around that, and they actually, you know,
they kind of four-goal lead,
got into space, and you know, got to actually, you know, shoot some pucks and stuff. I mean, that's
that's been the thing. I think this whole going into this whole series is the Wild needed a lead. Because if they're trailing, they're just going to get ground into the ice by the Jets because they can't match them man-to-man. I know we talked about Koivu getting destroyed. There was, I think it was in game one where Eriksson Ekka also got destroyed, I think, by Byfuglien. You know, it's an every game occurrence where some Wild player is just getting manhandled and destroyed. And the fact that the Wild are injuring their players in retaliation, and maybe it's not really even retaliation, but it's not a tit for tat. I can imagine the hits in game four are going to be even more extreme. And I worry that our team is not going to be strong enough to be able to withstand that for a fourth straight game.
Winnipeg tsunami.
Yes.
Didn't we see this with St. Louis before, though? Not, well, last year a little bit, but the year before, I want to say. Suck. Yeah. we're basically
bring
getting.
Bring back Larry Gitter.
Gary Glitter.
Gary Gitter.
Gary Glitter.
But we're seeing St. Louis just physically, like, outman the Wild, throwing them into the boards. And, I mean, last year they ended up beating us straight out. But the year before, I think, was when we ended up taking out St. Louis.
Yeah, the physical game only took them so far, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's fine, but if it takes them far enough to get past the first round, you know who that first round casualty is. That's the Wild.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we can go, well, 2 years ago we were able to beat a more physical team, but last year that didn't serve us any well.
No.
You know?
Well, and I don't think that St. Louis played nearly as physical of a game the last series we had in the playoffs against them.
No, you just said, yo, going, I need some revenge, so you better beat this team or I'm going to beat you guys.
Yep. They put Tarasenko on us.
Well.
Yeah.
It's been the last 2 years the Wild have lost in the first round. I want them to go better, but
Don't be a Debbie Downer, jeez. Yeah.
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
All right. Let's move to Twitter talk here.
All right,
here we come.
So this is where you guys get to ask us the questions, and we get to try to answer them, if you haven't realized that already. So our first question is from Mr. Derek Felska at Crease and Assist. Three in the box. The NHL is working with rap artist Snoop Dogg to release a series of hockey 101 segments to try to appeal to a wider audience. Is this a savvy move by the league or kind of a desperate attempt at the league to try to be cool?
I think that Snoop Dogg is just getting his hands and feet and whatever into everything. He saw Ice-T, you know, go and make it big on, what is it, the crime show, NC...
No, Ice-T was on
SVU.
SVU, Law and Order.
One of those ones. So, but I mean, I have seen Snoop Dogg pop up in several things, including a kid's movie.
Yes, he has.
I'm watching a kid's movie with my kids, and they come to this, like, disco scene where these, like, make-believe guys are... you know, that live under the ground and stuff like this, they're having this little dance party, and guess who the DJ is? He's like, Snoop Dogg, we're going to roll it down. And
they're just pandering to the old people that are watching with
their
kids.
They are, because I was like, whoa. But, you know, that said, I mean, you know, hey, I think that, you know, Snoop Dogg coming in there, I think that it works out. It's similar, if you think to me, like if you go back to maybe the 90s or like the late 80s when you started to have some of the rock bands crossing over with some of the rap bands, And all of a sudden you got Run DMC and Aerosmith doing Walk This Way. And there were several other,
things
that came in like that.
But, so you're thinking Snoop's newest song, he's going to be calling out G-Rizzle, Met Bizzle.
Yeah.
Bet Mizzle.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a lot cooler guy then, right?
Yeah.
I want to see Snoop Dogg and Bet Mizzle together.
Bet Mizzle.
Bet Mizzle. For shizzle.
For shizzle. For shizzle. For shizzle my Bet Mizzle.
For shizzle, Bet Mizzle.
Batman and Snoop Dogg are...
I want to see Batman hitting a bong with Snoop Dogg. Maybe he can relax a little bit on some of the policies.
I saw something, though. I can't remember what late night show Snoop Dogg was on.
TBS.
Oh, is that the
Derek
one that
just referenced it? I saw it on the other day too.
But they asked him, you know, have you ever, not been able to keep up with somebody smoking weed. And he gave credit to one person. You guys know who that person
Willie
was?
Nelson?
Willie Nelson, exactly. Willie put him under the table.
I just saw I forgot who it was. It's two country artists with Willie Nelson. And they wrote a song about not smoking with Willie Nelson because they just passed out on his bus.
Right.
Willie Nelson.
Nobody can hang with the guy, apparently.
No, apparently not. That's pretty awesome that Snoop Dogg gave props to Willie Nelson, though. Aaron, who was it that said they started watching hockey once it hit HDTV?
That would be Little John.
Was it Little John? That's what I was
saying. What? Yeah!
That's back. Actually, that's when Winnipeg was still in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was watching the Atlanta Thrashers.
What?
On his HDTV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So next question from Creason Assist. Calgary has their sea of red. Winnipeg had their whiteout, which is question. I got as an aside, the whiteout.
Oh, watching the old ones?
The old. Kenny and I were watching, I think it was NHL or NBC.
I think it was NHL.
It was one of the two was playing old clips of the Winnipeg whiteouts, and I'm pretty sure you had people wearing Klan outfits.
Yeah, it looked like he was Klan members and some blackface.
You can't do that.
White face.
Well, there was with the
So I got a I find the whiteout a little confusing. But anyway, what sort of theme day would you suggest the Minnesota Wild to rally their team?
Well, I can. The only thing that I can picture right now without, because we can't do red with Calgary, we can't do white with Winnipeg, so that leaves us with green. So what are we going to do, like the evergreen tree out? Like everybody wear a pine tree? Bring in like the pine-scented...
I say we all get Nordy haircuts.
Mullet out?
Yeah.
Party in the back.
Business in the front, party in the back. That's right.
I don't think there's a good solution.
I think we're just going to be Christmas colors all over the place.
Christmas in April.
Look outside right now. I think we have more snow outside than we did at Christmas.
And honestly, though, the whiteout in Winnipeg, I think that it only serves to the advantage of the Wild. Because
they're wearing white uniforms.
That obviously makes it fairly easy to see those dark navy blue uniforms of the Winnipeg Jets.
It also makes it harder, though, for you to spot the players you want to pass to if you're the Wild, if you think about it that way.
Oh, shoot, I passed to that fan.
I passed it into the glass.
Right. Did I shoot it over the glass again? I swore that was my teammate.
Bringing it back to Snoop, we could have a total green out and just puff, puff, pass all the way around. We could do the green out.
The Norm green out.
Oh. Now it's on.
Norm green out.
I like that. All right. Next question comes in from Minnesota Frosty Boy. One Chris Frost, three in the box. Going to the game tomorrow. Sweet level. No outside beverages. Recommendations on how best to smuggle in a couple of cans of the Trooper.
Two words. The beer belly. The beer belly.
I got one.
I thought you were going to say huge rectum.
Rectum.
Damn near killed him. And actually, if you really want to go full bore, you could do
full bore.
You could do the beer belly with the wine rack. And you could probably get in that at least a sixer.
Talk about full bore.
Not even intended.
Oh. Picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Oh, boy.
So the beer belly is your recommendation.
So the beer belly, if you're not aware of it, mm-hmm. is like this external bladder that you wear underneath your shirt.
Oh, it's not this thing that I
No.
my shirt?
That you fill with your booze and then with a straw that connects to it. The wine rack is a very similar contraption, but it's meant for women.
Oh, for the ladies. That basically
makes their...
Like a guy could have man boobs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He could do a double with the beer belly and the wine rack.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
They kind of go hand in hand, you know?
And they pat you down and go, hey.
The last person that did that bought me a beer first.
All right.
So there's your options, bud.
Three in the box recommendation. get a rack or a beer belly.
Or full bore.
Full bore.
Or just go full bore. So what is that? Just like running right past the security?
Well, you can fit a sixer in there.
All right, next question from Crease and Assist. Billy Mitchell was busted for cheating on Donkey Kong. Even Twin Galaxies stripped him of his records. Does this mean that there is hope for the NHL calling embellishment just by itself?
No, because NHL won't call anything that... is after the fact. They don't want to do that, which is the dumbest rule in the world, but...
Yeah, they're not going to go back on themselves.
No, because you want to stick by who your enforcers are, who's enforcing the rules. It's the same reason... I'm not going to get into politics, but it's the same reason why people will back up decisions that have been made by authorities in any situation.
Yep.
It's you don't want to undermine their authority.
Unfortunately.
How about we hand out fines at least or something then? You know?
Fines to millionaires. Oof.
Yeah.
Cry me a river.
Jive.
Suspensions.
You owe me a
dollar. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I don't know what for, but you know, I just figured I'd fine you for a dollar. Because, you know, that's going to hurt your pocketbook.
Because I'm a millionaire?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
And going with that though, Billy Mitchell also had his record stripped out of the Guinness Book of Records too. Not just Twin Galaxies.
USA.
Yeah. Did you see the video of the statement that he made? He's got not only his USA tie on, but he's got a USA pocket square as well.
I've got some friends in the pinball scene that were at the Midwest Gaming Conference this weekend.
That's where he gave his...
He was there.
Yeah.
And everyone was commenting, because he had pictures with some people I know, and people were just like, oh, Billy, no. Just go home.
Yeah.
Just go home. No one wants to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was working on defending his stance.
Yeah. It was something.
You know, that was Derek playing to our soft spot with gaming.
Okay. I'm going to get off my nerd soapbox here. Next question from Accuracy and Assist. What is more annoying, Winnipeg Jets fans of the X, solar panel people at the X, or the fact that snow has returned to Minnesota in mid-April?
Yes.
Most annoying?
Yes.
I'm going to say snow in April because I'm over this.
I'm going snow in mid-April.
all of the above, if I had to place it in order, it's going to be snow, solar, Winnipeg.
All right.
All right.
Or at least the Winnipeg Jets fans that are here are probably paying attention to the game.
Fair enough.
Next question comes in from Minnesota Frosty Boy. Predictions for the current series occurring. Given the current scores and disregarding all y'all bracket challenges, he says, I have Boston, Nashville, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Columbus.
Yeah. Boston, Nashville, Tampa. Yeah. Boston, yeah. Nashville, Tampa Bay, San Jose, Minnesota, Columbus, Las Vegas, Philadelphia. I think from my bracket, the only thing different is Minnesota and Philadelphia. But I don't think Philly's going to win, so I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh. And I don't think Minnesota's going to win.
The only one that I would change right now would be the Boston and Toronto game, which Toronto just won tonight, so it's a 2-1 series.
Yep.
So, otherwise, I'm feeling pretty good about my... Oh, and the Columbus. Well, no, I got Washington winning, which I think...
Columbus is
down in that series, aren't they? Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty good about my bracket so far.
And I have to say, I'm pretty much in agreement with the Frosty Boys there, aside from his gasp Philly pick, because I definitely picked Tampa Bay to win that one.
Wait, what? Philly's playing Pittsburgh.
Oh, I was thinking of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He doesn't have. He does have Tampa.
He has Tampa Bay.
Oh, it is up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I picked Pittsburgh, anyways. So yes, that's the one I don't have.
Got it.
Next all right. From Crease and Assist, Mr. Derek Felska. If the Washington Capitals get knocked out in the first round, despite having the best goal scorer of this generation in Ovechkin, is that an indictment?
Indictment
on Barry Trotz.
Indictment.
Indictment. Quit being an indictment on Barry Trotz or on Ovi himself for not willing his team to be better. I got an answer if you guys don't.
Go for it.
I forgot what the question was.
I'm still stuck on indictment. Right.
I'm going to say Ovi's allergic to the cup and he will never win one.
I think the first round exit, it would be a little surprising. I don't think it's an Ovi thing. I think it's a supporting cast thing. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, and look at him.
Yeah.
Laces out,
Dan.
Yep. Next question from Accuracy and Assist. Do you have any go-to playoff food choices for the NHL playoffs? Kale Crunch, perhaps, or Iron Skillet Deliciousness?
Kale Crunch. I'm not on the kale bandwagon.
I like kale in my smoothies.
No. I've got no. Here's my our go-to playoff food choices are Sambuca
or Sporties.
Sporties, yes.
Ooh, Burger Basket.
Burger basket.
Yeah. For the win.
There we go. There's our answer.
I don't think we actually had burger baskets, but I think we had burgers.
Yeah. They lost when we had burgers. Maybe we should have had a burger basket.
Got a burger basket. See, you had to be picky and get all fancy with it and stuff. You couldn't just get the plain old burger basket.
No.
See? You ruined it.
Sure.
I blame you. Oh, next question goes to me. surprise. All right. This one comes in from Crease and Assist. I killed myself. Some fans are saying that Marcus Foligno punched Tyler Myers in the knee and pouring over the video like it's the Zapruder?
You got it.
Okay, Zapruder film. I don't know what that film is, I'm sorry, but thanks. Do you think he
You know the Zapruder film?
I do?
JFK.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know it.
Yep. Do you think he jacked Myers in the knee? If so, that he be suspended, and will he see retribution from the Jets?
You might as well ask the next question. I'll just ask on that same note from MN Frosty Boy. Can we get Foligno to punch every player's knees? The Twitterverse conspiracy theories are complete BS. Your take, deliberate or not? So my take, it didn't seem deliberate at all. And actually, in real time, it looked like an awkward fall, kind of.
That's
the one angle that I saw was so far away that you could not see anything.
I feel like he lingered on the ice for a long time and then got up and walked out on his own accord. So I'm like, was he just trying to sell it? He didn't come. I don't know that he came back, but at the same point, you know, if it's a bad twist or whatever,
right?
I don't buy it at all. That it was there was any malicious intent in that collision.
Was
outside of a normal hit, you know.
All I can think of right now is, especially with Teresa's comment of back and to the left, is the second spitter from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Because it's a sports reference.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, the only thing that I saw out of that was actually, it seemed more to me like Foligno kind of lost his balance.
Yeah.
And fell into him. Like, he meant to.
Well, he meant to
maybe put on a hit, but then, like, tripped over his own feet.
Yeah, it didn't work out quite that way.
And right.
It turned into whatever that was.
Right.
So as long as he can accidentally, purposely do that every now and then, sure, why not take out some other players' knees?
But it was not like a... It wasn't
malicious.
In no way malicious, like swinging the leg out and...
It wasn't a Kadri type hit.
No.
Yeah, when you're taking it frame by frame, people don't think that fast. No. You go, oh, I'm falling, and I see his knee, I better punch it.
Right.
No one thinks like that. It's like...
Well, don't tell
him. He's trying to move his body in a way that he's not going to take a huge blow on the ice. So.
He's trying to catch himself.
Explain that to the Department of Player Safety, because apparently they think everybody thinks frame to frame.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Next question from MN Frosty Boy. At three in the box, does Greenway's goal signify the tapping of the keg? Are there more to come, or was the big fella just lucky?
Oh, I definitely think that there's more to come. I've actually been pretty impressed with his play. I think that he's kind of just jumped right in there. This may have been his first goal, not his first point, but it might have been his first goal. But I think that he's been out there. He's been in the play. He seems to be gelling fairly well with, a lot of times he's been playing with Coyle and with... Cullen, but I think that, you know, they've been moving the puck well. And I definitely think that he's going to be a force and he'll be here to stay. So,
well, I think we brought him on for a reason. Mm-hmm. Let's hope it's this is one of many to come.
Yep.
So. Next question, also from MN Frosty Boy. Would you rather playoffs edition LaPance and Greenway? You mean Greenway or Greenlay?
I think it's supposed to be Greenlay.
Calling the games all the way, or hand off to shut up Pierre and Doc and punch Milbury in the nuts for good measure. I know people aren't a big fan of Greenlay. I think the three of us are all fans of Tony Pants. So
yeah.
Let's keep it at home.
Yeah, every once in a while, Greenlay will come up with some gem where it's like, oh, I didn't notice that. Mm-hmm. Most of the other times, he's just kind of annoying. But, you know, the other options are having Wes Walls there being angry the whole time.
I'm just going to go back, Chorsky for color.
Yeah, Chorsky would be our obvious option. But if we were given Tony Pants and Greenlay or Doc and Pierre, Tony Pants.
And nobody's ever going to like the national guy just because,
no.
I mean, it's, they don't, you know.
I think we get them guaranteed the first two rounds, you get the local guys.
Mm.
And then it's the national guys for the last two.
I don't know
if there's any guarantee like that, but yeah.
All right. Next question comes in from at Minnesota 24, Teresa. Three in the box. Can we trust the team we saw Sunday night, or was it a flash in the pan?
Flash in the pan.
I think there is definitely some of the flash in the pan, but I think we will see maybe not that spread of a result, but I think we will see that same type of result with a W more often at home, at least.
Yeah, I definitely think that they'll have a chance to win at home here again. And I think that, you know, the way the Wild season has gone, it's not like they've had, like, prolonged losing either. But they have been able to string together, you know, a few wins here and a few wins there. And they usually come in a little bit of bunches. So I'm confident that they can continue their game on.
All right. From Jay Bushy 19, has Greenway done enough to solidify a spot in the top nine? I mean, I know we just kind of talked about Greenway a little bit, but
he's already scored more goals than Ennis.
Yeah.
Top nine, though, probably not.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
We'll see how many guys we lose.
Especially on the wing, we've got plenty of talent there, so I just don't know where he slots in. But he's pushing the first spot, that's for sure.
Yep.
I definitely think he's got a spot.
All right, that last question from at Finnesotan 012, I believe that's Tor. Should we be concerned that about Zucker and company's lack of offense so far this series? Can we expect more goals from the 26 and under group?
Well, I think we saw a little bit more last game.
A little bit more, but you need some more of that, I guess.
We do.
You know, you need shots, and because shots mean we're at least, if we're going to get to the dirty goals, the only way you can get the dirty goals is by putting the puck towards the net.
That's right.
And if that's how we need to win, you guys start shooting.
And I mean, the other thing to look at is, you know, it's playoff time. Some of these guys, it's their first time in the playoffs, where this is where you're going to want your veteran guys who have played in the playoffs and playing a different style of hockey to kind of start that lead at least and, you know, kind of show them what's going on.
Yeah. But we've got a lot of, you know, guys with playoff experience on our team. I mean, we're looking at Granlund, Zucker, you know, obviously Parisi and Staal. Coyle's been there before. Niederreiter's been there before. You know, a lot of these guys, Cullen, I mean,
well, how can we Cullen and Staal both have rings.
Right. So we've got a lot of playoff experience coming out there. So, but I agree. Those are the guys that we need to have stepping up right now and showing these younger guys how to get it done in the playoffs.
Agree. So I think that's it.
So
that's it. That's Twitter talk. Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
Nostrakenius on Twitter and Facebook. You know, you can see some ramblings and some photos and stuff.
And Jive.
Yeah, you can find me. I am on Twitter. I am at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at 3inTheBox. If you got questions, send us those tweets, hashtag 3ATB. We'll probably read them on the show. You can listen to our podcast at our website, 3inTheBox.com, or through your favorite podcast player. That's it for this week's episode. See y'all.